Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 9:03. Time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Steelers, Packers, Sunday night. Highly anticipated regular season matchup. I am titillated. I wanted to use that word because Pony's getting his nipples pierced next Wednesday. You can buy tickets, by the way. $33. You get appetizers. You get a t-shirt. Go to 937thefan.com. All right, let's handicap this weekend's games with the one, the only, the great Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com. Lee went 4-1 last weekend because it is Locktober. What's up, Lee?
I'm good. Are your toes tingling for the game on Sunday night?
Oh, the toes are tingling, Lee.
All right. Maybe have a green lizard before the game?
What the hell's a green lizard?
Green lizard.
Beer. Yeah, it's beer.
Oh. So. I mean, I will have a beer or six before the game, but I've never heard of Green Lizard.
Okay.
And now I'm going to Google it furiously during our segment. Yeah. All right, let's get into some of the big ones this weekend, Lee. Michigan taking on Michigan State. Ah, this rivalry used to mean something. Now Michigan, a considerable favorite, 14.5 points.
Yeah, and I think the line is as high as it is. Why? Because Michigan won by 17 points last weekend, and Michigan State lost for a fourth time. But three of those losses were on the road. So what we've seen, rivalry games, sometimes defense is struggling, can be changed for one game because defense is about hustle and emotion. I think they're going to feed off the crowd. I know the Spartans defense has been horrific, giving up 32 points per game, 119th in the country, but every dog has its day. This is a rivalry game here. And I think Aiden Childs is going to hit on some big plays here. I think the game goes down to the wire. Michigan wins 28-20. Take the points. Hint, hint. Michigan State will be on my card for my clients.
Lee, want to ask you about a little Pitt Panther NC State action, a game Adam and I will both be at tomorrow. You have Pitt as the 6.5-point favorite. Not the cleanest win against Syracuse last week, but a lot of reason for optimism. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, well, NC State is coming off a bye, so you're going to see them fresh here. They can score, but they can't stop anyone, particularly through the air. They rank 121st, so you got to have some balance, but you can hit on big plays against them. They just don't have any players here on the defensive line, linebacker, or defensive backfield that can make plays when they have to. And it just isn't like an interception or a sack. I'm talking about making a tackle before the first down. So they got some real problems there. And I think the Pitt defensive line against the run has been sensational. And the Wolfpack, when that happens, they are one-dimensional. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Wins by double digits, 34-24.
I happen to agree with the wonderful Lee Sterling. Bengals against the Jets. Tyrod Taylor going to get the start because Woody Johnson says that his former quarterback now, Justin Fields, couldn't complete a pass. And then you got Joe Flacco, a revenge game for Flacco. He's played for everyone. Bengals laying 6.5.
Yeah, and I just think his team believes in him here. So that's part of the problem. Jake Browning, talent-wise, wasn't that far behind Flacco, but they're running the football some now, too, which gives them some balance. And just think, unless Breece Hall breaks off a couple big ones, Tyrod Taylor, I mean, he was washed 4 or 5 years ago. I'm going to lay it here also. Cincinnati Bengals, 27-17. They climb back to 500.
Lee, we were talking about the Ravens-Bears game this weekend. I misspoke, unfortunately. I think the Ravens are actually going to win this. I don't think the Bears are going to win another one. I still believe in the Ravens. What about you? You have the Ravens as a 6.5-point favorite.
I just can't lay 6.5 points here. I mean, Chicago's won 4 straight. Ben Johnson, any team that was thinking about making a coaching change last year probably should have done it and gone after this guy. Give him credit. He's teaching this offensive line how to run block. And I think the honeymoon is over here with this explosive play, fling the ball around, and then you can't get anything on short yardage here. So they have too many injuries here. They'll get about half their starters back that were injured, but I don't think it's enough here. I think you take the 6.5 points here. I think Baltimore prevails. Ravens win 27-26. And how about this stat? Teams off of a bye since 2011, 111, 140-9. That's 44.2%. If you're backing teams off of a bye since 2011, probably living under a bridge. I think Chicago covers here.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that stat. Yep. That's a hell of a stat. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin is 14-4, I believe, coming off a bye in his career. So a little feather in Mike Tomlin's cap. Will Mike Tomlin respond after a loss, Lee? The Packers, a favorite on the road. They haven't been as good on the road where they're 1-1-1 with the loss coming to the Cleveland Browns. How do you see this one playing out? Packers favored by 3.
How about this also, Mike Tomlin, 10-4 as a home dog or a small favorite the last 3 seasons. So I think they're going to have their team ready here, and he's a motivator. Defense has certainly underperformed. I think there's more than enough talent to be able to hold Green Bay down. Since that opening week, Green Bay has done nothing since they punched Detroit in the face. Why are they a 3-point favorite? Other than Micah Parsons, not much else I like on defense. The cornerbacks are horrific. They can't make plays even when they're right there. And the receivers, they don't have a number one guy here. So Aaron Rodgers, he gets his revenge. This will be the biggest play on my card. Hint, hint. Steelers, wrong team favorite, 28-24.
Let's go, Lee. From your lips to God's ears.
To God's ears, yep.
Tell us about the game of the week, Big Dog.
Game of the week is going to be the Broncos and the Cowboys, two teams fighting for playoff position. You want to get this game for free, call 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, I'll give it to them for free. And have we been on a roll in the NFL? Last 5 weeks, we've gone 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, 4-1, and 4-1. We are on a 23-2 run documented in the NFL. You want to hop on board? You've never been with us before. For some reason, you haven't signed up this year. It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. 5 games for 4 weeks, just $197. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the man. We'll talk to you next Friday, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's do it.
See you, pal.
You're on a roll with the big dog today.
I don't know what happened.
That's the second big dog in an hour.
Did I big dog you?
You big dogged me.
Hmm. I got to work on that. I got to self-scout. I got to be better coming off a bye.
We need some teach tape in here for you.
We do. Craig's going to call me into his office today. We're going to do the old air check thing. He's going to point out all my flaws, my crutches. But all I got to say to him and everybody else is, Marconi.
You know what I noticed about you two actually speaking of dogs? You also have been doing the raggy a lot too,
I know.
Recently.
That's another one. Rubber raggy?
Like, it's been noticeable how much you used that.
Yeah.
So you got dogs on the mind.
Yeah, I do.
Dog. Big dog.
What's up, big dog? That's what you say when you don't know somebody's name. You know Lee Sterling's name. You know my name.
That's why I like to slide it in every now and again, so that people can't just assume I don't know their name whenever
I
use big dog.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. All right.
I keep you honest.
Normal part of the nomenclature.
That's exactly right.
What's my real first name again?
It's Nicholas.
Oh, wow.
What's your middle name, Harry? Is it Harry? Nicholas,
you know?
Harry?
Crowley?
I don't know your...
I want to say, and this is awesome if I get it right, and it's going to sound like the dumbest guess in the world if I get it wrong. I think it's Jerome.
No.
All right,
Emmanuel.
Oh, I was close. His middle name's Emmanuel. I went with Jerome. I took a shot with Jerome. All right.
You should go by Emmanuel.
What?
You should go by Emmanuel.
No.
Emmanuel Callis.
No, there's some personal reasons why I don't want to do that.
All right.
All right. Very good. Happy you brought this to the air. Jason Mackey brought to you by Westminster College. Exceptional education that is genuinely affordable. We talked about this crucial stretch for the Steelers. Raggy. You got three of the top offenses in the NFL, and I think you're catching now the Chargers at a wrong time. They couldn't block anything up front. All of a sudden, you get Joe Alt back. That's going to make, a big difference. What do you think the Steelers do in this stretch, record-wise?
How far are we extending it? Three games?
We'll just go three.
I think they go 1-2.
Oh!
I'm trying to see who they're going to beat. I'm going to go with on Sunday, Adam. I think they win Sunday because I think Aaron Rodgers is that good.
That's what I'm saying, buddy. You're picking up what I'm putting down, big dog.
Yeah, big dog. I don't know if I see them beating the Colts or the Chargers. The way the Chargers looked last night, what I think they're capable of with Alt back, I think they found a running game. We talked about that. I keep waiting for the Colts to like fall off of a cliff and for this not to be real and for them to look the way I expect the Colts to look. And it just ain't happening. Jonathan Taylor looks as good as anybody. Daniel Jones looks like an actual quarterback. I'm pretty sure we were all wrong in how we expected the Colts to perform.
I'm with you. And their roster was never really the issue. It was, hey, can Jonathan Taylor stay healthy? And can the quarterback perform? Yes, so far. And yes, so far. They give me Vikings vibes from last year, where I don't think anybody's going to believe in them, even though they've got a good roster and a good scheme, because they're just not going to buy fully into Daniel Jones. But I don't care if they came out flat this week and looked bad and they turned into a pumpkin. I'm picking them to beat the Steelers, even if the Steelers put up 50 points on the Packers, because Shane Steichen has Mike Tomlin's number. I think they're going to go 1-2 as well. I think Rodgers wins the game for the Steelers on Sunday.
I can't believe you think they're going to score 40, by the way.
Oh, they're putting up 40.
40?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like Brett Favre after his dad passed away.
40 to what? 40 to 39?
Yeah. I'd give the Packers 39.99 points if I could. I think it's the classic case of last team to have the ball wins this football game. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to play the game of his Steelers career. Not just through seven games, but I think this will be the game that years from now we'll be talking about the same way that we talk about that 09 game where he threw it to Mike Wallace on the final seconds of the game. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. There is one angle that we haven't hit on yet, and we should have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jason Mackey joining us until the end of the show. You can also catch Mackey tonight from 6 until 10:35 hosting the evening show. You can also catch Mackey on Sunday hosting the Black and Gold pregame show with Mark Cabali and Donald J. Football. Is Donnie going to be back?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think we have a substitute teacher. I don't know who it's going to be, though.
What, you and...
going to be the great wheel of mystery.
You and Cabali can't handle it yourselves?
I mean, we can. This is bad.
Let's hear it.
Donnie told us that he wouldn't be there, has a wedding in Naples. And I think he told us who was going to be hosting. And I don't remember. I probably should.
Can I come for fun?
Sure. I think we're down Rivers. I mean, you, Don Rivers.
That's a Brentwood coming out right there,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, but it should have been the accent. I should have gone all the way with it. I should have gagged Don Rivers.
Jason Mackey's brought to you by Westminster College, where every student accepted for the fall of 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. This was brought to my attention. So there's a nice lady named Joy. Guardian Protection is the sponsor of the Fan Morning Show. We love our friends at Guardian Protection. I have Guardian cameras all around my property, as does Doran Dickerson. This nice lady, Joy, has a trampoline in her backyard and a Guardian camera positioned perfectly pointing at said trampoline. She posted on TikTok a video of like 9 bunnies jumping on a trampoline the way that your kids would jump on a trampoline. And it got 24.3 million likes. So get yourself a Guardian camera, guardianprotection.com. And this just in, people who call in to get a free quote because of this wonderful video out there, you get a free quote at Guardian Protection, you get a free pizza. 1,000 people, call it up. Go to guardianprotection.com. You have a trampoline?
I don't. We have like a small one for in the house that we'll like bust out in the garage from time to time, but not the level that we're talking about.
Here. I had a trampoline as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
I could see you as a trampoline
big
person.
Trampoline guy.
Yeah. Could you do things on them?
Buddy, no.
Just jump up and down?
I'm not athletic. I'm not flexible. I would jump up and down.
The people that would do flips and tricks and stuff, no. I mean, I'm 6'4" and have hardly a speck of athletic ability. I can't get there.
Well, part of it is I was always worried that I was going to get hurt. And like it's weird. I would never get a trampoline for my kids now.
You wouldn't?
I just think too much about all the bad stuff that can happen. That's how I'm wired.
My kids would find a way to injure themselves
exactly
somewhere independent of a trampoline. I don't think that would be the cause. But
what are you worried about trampolines for? Why even let them walk on the sidewalk then? Why even let them roll on the grass or crawl on the grass? I mean, why don't you
we live in Mount Lebanon. It's a safe walking community, Carrie.
No, there's no Carrie. Lights in Crowley's neighborhood. I mean, you can't let them walk in the dark. There's no lights. You have to wear a vest. Gosh forbid.
I think my inner monologue just came out of Harry's mouth. I question everything I do. I don't like them walking on the sidewalks. Sometimes there's trees, roots under there, and they're all uneven, and it's terribly nerve-wracking.
Strap them in a not-too-soft, not-too-hard chair for the rest of their lives.
All right. I said there was an angle of this game that we probably haven't spent enough attention on.
By the way, we should have a segment that's parenting advice with Eric Callis.
That would be funny.
Harry, I've got this problem with my 7-year-old. What do you think I should do?
You once strangled a bird to death. Please help me take care of my children.
Do they still have paddles? Could always use those. But up. Just kidding. Come on, people.
Show being produced by Adrian Peterson now. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 60 years. The Packers can run the ball. They're going to run it about 49% of the time. That's what they've done all season. Their running back has the second most touchdowns in the league, and that spans over the course of the last 2 years. Only Jonathan Taylor's been better this season. Meanwhile, the Steelers have found their running game. The Packers are the best defense in the league at stopping the run. So let me pose it to you this way, Mackie. Do the Steelers have a better chance of running the ball against the Packers or stopping the run against the Packers?
Ooh, I like that.
Just came up with it.
Did you?
Radio.
You weren't mulling that over last night?
Marconi.
I think they're going to have a better time stopping the run.
Wow.
Or a more successful time stopping the run. Because they were so flat out embarrassed against the Bengals. It's at home on a Sunday night. I do think this team has a lot of pride and a lot of stuff to prove. I don't think they were happy about it. Specifically Cam Hayward, TJ Watt. Josh Jacobs is good, and he's put up numbers. He's on pace for almost 1,200 yards. He's right behind Jonathan Taylor. You said that in terms of touchdowns. I don't think the Packers are going to run all over the Steelers. I'm not sure that's how they're going to win this game. If they win this game, I think it's because Jordan Love beats them, and they find some recipe that they keep going back to. But I don't think it's because they're going to just run roughshod. I do think they'll shut down the run. I worry a little bit about the Steelers' ability to run the ball because the Packers are really good against the run. And I agree with your point saying like Aaron Rodgers might need to carry them. But I think they'll have a better time stopping the run. What about you?
Trick question. I don't feel good about either.
That's not an answer. You've got to pick one.
Why do you hate Dulac?
You got it in?
I think, and it made so much sense contextually there. I think the Steelers have a better shot of running the football than they do stopping the run.
Why?
For all of Micah Parsons' talent and all the gifts he's been blessed with and his work ethic, he's not the stoutest against the run. And I think they showed against Myles Garrett that you can run right at that guy. And I think Myles Garrett's significantly better against the run. And if you put a couple of huge bodies on him, I think you can maybe run it enough to be effective. But like I said earlier in the show, do not, if it ain't working, don't stick with it. Don't stick with it. And here's a game that I think maybe we will be referencing after this one's over. You talked earlier about the need, and Chris Carter said the same thing, to change the time of possession narrative on this team. They're one of the worst teams in the league at possessing the football, the Steelers. I think back to 2011, Jason, Steelers, Patriots, 25-17, one of the few times the Steelers actually beat the Pats. Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball 50 times. He was 36 out of 50 for 365 and two touchdowns. Why am I referencing this? The Steelers held the ball for 39 minutes and 22 seconds. I think you can control the clock with the passing game. And I think if the Packers can slow the run down enough, then you got to turn it that way. But I do think the Steelers might be able to keep them honest, particularly early. We'll see.
My problem with that, Adam, I understand what you're saying. The pass catchers are far different. Like AB in that game, 9 for 67 in a touch. You're also going Mike Wallace, 7 for 70. Emmanuel Sanders. Is the Steelers receiving core right now that good?
Jason, you're not allowed to look at the box score. That was just for me. I didn't think you were going to do a deep dive into that.
I don't know. I said this earlier. They don't have the horses to throw it that many times and count on that as a way to win the game. Like, if Jaylen Warren is among their best offensive players right now, maybe their best. I don't know. I mean, but I know that they need to lean into that. And if they can't get that established, I don't like the Steelers' chances.
Do you think they
chuck it? But I mean, is Roman Wilson really going to give you warm and fuzzy thoughts right now?
Oh, he was great on Thursday. He tripled his career catches.
I want to see it. Believe me, it's just I'm not overflowing with optimism.
Odds and ends coming up next.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Odds and ends. In this segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. No Doran. So going head-to-head with Mackie and Callis. Callis, you got all the lines. Let's hit it.
I'm so excited. All right.
And I just can't fight. Oh, sorry.
No, we got to rush through this because we're running out of time because Crowley messed up the clock. Anyway, a lot of passing yards in this one. Aaron Rodgers, over under 218.5 passing yards.
You know what I've been saying all day? Aaron Rodgers is going to throw the ball all over the yard. I think the Steelers' run game will be okay. I don't think it'll be great. I think the secondary is the weak spot for the Packers. It's going to be death by a thousand cuts because they also don't give up the big play. But I think Rodgers goes over 300 against his former team.
Wow.
300 passing yards.
Wow. Yeah, buddy.
That's not at all what you asked, Callis. He turned it into an entire segment. I'm just going to go over.
Good analysis.
I say over as well. Jordan Love, 237.5 passing yards.
I mean, Joe Flacco's still completing passes on this defense, so I think it'd be silly not to say over. He's averaging 240 yards a game. Was that succinct enough for your
liking,
Jason?
That was good. That was good. I'm saying the Steelers actually shut Jordan Love down. He goes under that many. A little bit of a risky bet there for me.
I agree with Jason. I think they're going to run the ball, and I think 237 is just a bit too high for me, so I'm going to say under. Jaylen Warren, 56.5 rushing yards.
That's a good number. Under.
Under. I'm saying over. The Steelers do not abandon the run early. They keep pounding it, and it results in Jaylen Warren having a pretty big game.
I'm with Jason. I say over. Kenneth Gainwell, 18.5 rushing yards.
I'm going to go under on Kenneth Gainwell rushing yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Jason?
I'm going to go under, too. I think it becomes Jaylen Warren's show. I think we're seeing an RB1 true usage developing. Under.
And it's a mini buy. Should have fresh legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warren will be fine.
Yeah, I think he'll break off a big one. He'll get in there. I'll say over. Josh Jacobs, 66.5 rushing yards.
He averages 69. He doesn't get to play the Steelers rushing defense every week. He goes over.
I think he goes over, but I don't think they run roughshod over the Steelers, like I said. It's somewhere in the 70s, I think.
I say over. DK Metcalf, same line from last week, 60.5.
I'm going over on DK Metcalf, though. He hit the under last week. What was he, 5 for 50? He didn't catch a touchdown last week.
That's something we haven't seen in recent weeks. I think he's going to have a big game.
Over. Yeah, I'm going over. If Aaron Rodgers is going to go over, what, 240, whatever it is, if he's going to have a big game, it involves Metcalf and moving DK around the formation a little bit. I expect them to do that. I expect DK Metcalf to score over.
Couldn't agree more. Over. Romeo Doubs, 52.5 receiving yards.
They're a different challenge than that of the Cincinnati Bengals because they're not as good at wide receiver, but they really spread the ball around. I think Tucker Kraft is their big game player in this game. So I'm going to go under on Doubs.
I'm going to go under on Doubs, too. I think Matthew Golden, he's come on recently. I think he's probably going to have more of a dangerous game receiving, and I agree with you on Kraft. He's probably going to lead them in targets, so I'll go under.
I'll say under as well.
Are you a macaroni and cheese fan?
It's okay. I don't have anything against it.
Okay.
Boy, was that an odd transition.
Nah, Kraft.
Yeah, let's get through this segment quick.
Oh, sorry.
Kraft. You like Kraft? Tucker Kraft, 52.5 receiving yards, over under.
I think he's going to go over. I don't trust Peyton Wilson, and I think he's going to get the lion's share of the responsibility there.
Yep, I'm with you. Pretty good receiver. Pretty good tight end, I should say. Not receiver, but a pass catcher.
Over for me as well. Matthew Golden, 40.5 receiving yards.
You like the Golden. He can run. I'm going over.
Yep, I'm going over too. Concentrated targets between those two, but I think Golden has a pretty decent game.
I say over as well. Jonnu Smith, how about this? 30.5 receiving yards.
Boy, these last couple of weeks, they really got him involved.
They got to come from somewhere, Adam.
Trey McBride, 10 catches for 2 touchdowns last week from the tight end position. I'll go under because I think it'll be more Freiermuth again.
I think it can be both in terms of tight ends producing. I don't know who else is going to produce, although Calvin Austin the third's back. I still say over 30 for Jonnu Smith.
He surprised me last week, so I'm going to go over. I won't bet under again on him. Though that's a big number, but I still say over.
Hurry!
Darnell Washington! Over under 18.5 receiving yards.
He has 3 catches in 3 consecutive games. He will do it again, and he'll go over on the receiving yards.
I think he goes a little bit quiet this week. Pat Freiermuth gets more involved. Calvin Austin III's back. I think that's where you see some targets go away. Under.
Over. Jaylen Warren, 20.5 receiving yards.
I like that in this game because if you're going to beat your head against the wall trying to run it, you might want an extension of the running game. Aaron Rodgers loves Warren.
He does.
He is so
effusive.
Well,
Warren's so good in the pass game out of the backfield,
he
too.
He is. I think I'm going to go over on that one.
I'm going over, too. I love watching videos. These have been circulating more recently of Jaylen Warren in pass pro. Just cutting dudes out. What a great... It has to be the best blocking back in football, but he can catch it out of the backfield, too.
He is averaging almost 40 yards a game catching the football.
I'm surprised it's that low, but those people make money for a reason.
I also say over. Josh Jacobs, 16.5 receiving yards.
Under.
Under. Yeah, I don't see that being a big factor.
Under. DK Metcalf, 4.5 receptions.
Over.
Over. Gets the 6.
Over. Doubs, 4.5 receptions.
Over.
Under.
Under. Jonnu Smith, 3.5 receptions.
He's going to get 3. Under.
Same. I'll go under.
Under. Darnell Washington, 2.5.
Over.
Under for me.
Under. Will Love or Rodgers have more passing touchdowns?
Rodgers.
Yeah, Crowley thinks Rodgers is going to pass for about 72 touchdowns on Sunday night. But, I think Rodgers edges Jordan Love maybe 3-2, but he'll have more.
I say Rodgers as well. Will Darnell Washington have a touchdown?
Yes.
No.
No. Watsack.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Herbig or Highsmith getting more snaps in this game?
It's going to be Highsmith because they want to run the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be Highsmith. It should be Herbig, but it's going to be Highsmith.
Well said.
I think they're going to come to their senses. I'm going to say Herbig. I'll go the oddball there. Okay, crazy stat line of the game.
I think Rodgers throws 5 touchdowns.
He's the only, that crazy,
only quarterback in the NFL to have multiple games of 4+. He's going to get 5.
Jason?
I think Jordan Love doubles his interception total from the season and does not play all that well.
Ooh, Harry.
I think the Steelers actually have an answer for him.
I think all 3 tight ends will get a passing touchdown in this game.
It's for the 2nd consecutive game.
Wait. All 3 tight ends are going to have a
catch a touchdown.
They're going to catch a passing touchdown? Can you catch a running touchdown?
No, exactly.
Okay, so all right, so that's redundant. Yeah. I love you, Callis. I'm just messing with you.
Odds and ends.
That was odds and ends. Coming up next, we give out our Sunday game balls on a Friday. We'll give you our final score predictions.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. You can join Mulsey at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing this Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will set up from 10 a.m. until 2. You can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's is an official partner of the NFL. Jason will have your pregame coverage on 93.7 The Fan, along with Mark Caboli and a mystery guest to be announced later. Mackey.
And the other guy.
The other guy. We love that other guy. That other guy was a big reason why the Marconi is now in our name. Jason, you've already said the Steelers are going to win. I concur. Give me a score. Give me an MVP, if you will.
Oh, I get first crack at this. Okay. I'm going 27-17.
You know,
I know who yours is.
Yeah.
I was going to give you Aaron Rodgers. It's your show. If I pick a secondary Steelers MVP, because I know you're going to take Rodgers, as you should. I think Rodgers is going to play really well against his former team. I'm going Jalen Warren. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think that's a big part. The Steelers win 27-17. I think Jalen Warren really establishes himself in this game.
You ready for this?
Yep.
You're right. Rodgers is the MVP of the game.
I thought you were going to pivot and take, like, I don't know, Calvin Austin.
He's going to throw 5 touchdowns, and the Steelers are going to win 42-34.
Wow.
I like the over. I don't think the Steelers will be able to stop him. I don't think they'll be able to stop Rodgers, Mr. Motivated Rodgers. And I think this is a game we'll be talking about for the rest of our lives. Harry?
The Green Bay Packers are going to win by a final score of 24-20. Josh Jacobs is going to ground a pond. He's my MVP. Jason, what's your final score prediction? I didn't hear it.
27-17.
Oh, you did say that. Sorry.
That's okay. It was a little subtle. Ground and pond. I like that, Callis.
So you both think the Steelers are going to win?
Yes.
Okay. I disagree vehemently.
42-34.
How about them apples?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
When's the last time they scored 40?
Against the Bengals last year, right?
No.
I think they did.
Maybe.
I think they did.
Wasn't it like, I think they scored 38.
Nah, they scored 40.
Exactly 40?
Well, now I got to look it up.
Yeah, they did score 40. You're right, Ken. You're right, Adam. 44-38.
Wow, I forgot about that. That's shocking, I'm sure.
And we end the show with Callis taking an L. It's a perfect way to put a capper on this week. Harry, you've been wonderful. You redeemed yourself yesterday in Quiz Callis, naming every World Series champion since 1985, and I'm very proud of you.
And you've been less than tolerable, but that's normal.
Jason, your performance, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. We will be listening to you from 6 until 10:35 tonight.
All right, gentlemen.
Starkey, next. Goodbye. Oh, but first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 51, low of 39.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.